And then I put just a little bit more detailed drawing of what a MOSFET and a bipolar transistor look like. So this is similar to the last drawing where there's an emitter here. This is the base contact. And then there's a lightly doped collector contact. And the collector contact, the current has got to flow around like this. And then to reduce the resistivity of the contact, this part is more heavily doped. For the action of the transistor, this has to be fairly lightly doped. But as soon as you've got enough space in the lightly doped region, then it gets heavily doped just to reduce the resistance. You get a higher electron concentration, so you reduce the resistance to the contact. In a MOSFET, it's a four-terminal device. There's a source, a gate, a drain, and a body contact. And it acts like a switch. You control the current that flows between the source and the drain. And there is a thin channel between the two N+ contacts. And the existence of this channel can be controlled by the voltage between the gate and the body. So the body contacts down here to this P-type semiconductor, and you apply a voltage between the body and the gate. And when you do this, you can make a conducting channel of electrons that go from the source to the drain. I have to first really explain how a PN junction works before you really understand how MOSFET works. But it acts something like a switch. And it's based on semiconductors that have been doped N and P.